Hey, what up, y'all? It's your boy, Rodney Perry. I'm taking a stab at this podcast. Well, first of all, I've been in the podcast universe for quite some time. Did a show over on Blog Talk Radio, over 500 episodes. The thing about me is that I'm really cutting edge. And that's not even me tooting my own horn. It's just a fact. I was doing viral videos probably 5 or 6 years before anybody was doing them. I was doing podcasts before anybody was doing it. And so the catch 22 about being a visionary is that a lot of times by the time that thing catches on, you are kind of tired of it. So the best thing you can do as said visionary is to stay the course. So I'm exploring this particular medium. This is Anchor. I can shoot this podcast out to the world from my phone. I like that. I can do it from anywhere with my phone. So, LeVar Walker, I give him credit. His podcast sounds amazing. Although I can do interviews and things of that nature on this platform, I kind of like just a guy talking. I like a guy just kind of in his own mind trying to figure out life. And that's what this will be. This is the Rodney Perry podcast. It's all things Rodney Perry. It's Rodney Perry the father. It's Rodney Perry the husband. It's Rodney Perry the horrible guy. It's Rodney Perry the great human being. It's Rodney Perry the Madden player. It's Rodney Perry the dominologist. So you'll get to see a lot of facets of me as you rock this journey with me. Quick, for anybody that doesn't know about me, I'm a comedian, actor. I'm also a new DJ. I've decided recently to check something off my bucket list, and one of those things is to become a DJ. And so I bought a rig, and I've been teaching myself how to DJ for the last 10 hours. So it's very new. So you guys stay with me, and I'll be keeping you abreast on how that goes. What else? I'm a father of 6 children, 5 girls and a boy. Top to bottom, that's Hope, Devin, Rochelle, Raina, Rihanna, and Roxy. And amazing children. So happy to have had 6 healthy children, man. And when you look at, you know, the world, everybody isn't that lucky or that blessed. And for God to give me the charge of raising 6 children, I readily accept that. I'm probably a better father than I am a husband, but I'm becoming a good husband. I would venture to ask my wife that, you know, and maybe we'll do a podcast one day where we'll talk to her. But I think I'm better now than I was. I'm less selfish, but I believe you must be selfish at the outset of your thing, whatever that thing is. You got to be selfish at the outset if you want to be successful. So I was very selfish, very single-minded, and some would say because of that, you know, we live a pretty decent life, but also I missed some things. I mean, my family can sit and tell stories that I'm not a part of because I was out on the road getting it. So for any comedians that will listen to this, man, just hear the words that Steve Harvey once told me. I worked for Steve as he was doing a show called Steve Harvey's Big Time, and he would stop during the course of the day and sometimes just drop jewels on us. And he came to me one day and said, Rodney P, you sure you want this? He said, man, are you sure you want this? I said, Steve, what you mean? He said, man, he said, I can't go to Applebee's with my family. I can't go to the mall with my wife and my kids because it turned into something else. So you got to ask yourself when it don't matter if you're sure you want this. Now, if you're a comedian and you're inevitably going to say yes, but you don't know. You don't know if you're sure yet. You don't know. You know, you don't know till you look back down the years and see the ramifications of your actions to see were you sure. You don't know until you know. And so I can look back now and say, yes, I was sure, but I've been lucky enough and blessed enough not to lose a lot. Because I know friends and people that have lost families. You know, they lost their first wife. They lost the contact with their children. They lost a lot. I've been lucky enough and blessed enough to maintain that. Again, this is Rodney Perry, comedian, actor. I've had a chance to perform in some films. I've done radio. I did radio for free for 5 years, man. Almost 5 years. Three to 5 years. I can't remember exactly, but it started off just promoting a night at a comedy club, and that became, you know, Rodney Perry's part of the morning show. And people would clown me, like, man, you over there working for free? That don't make no sense. And they were right. But sometimes you can gain more than money. Like, just to be heard over those airways increased my cachet, which put me on the radar of people that wouldn't have had me on their radar. So, again, to you comedians that might listen to Rodney Perry, just know that it's not always about money, but it's always about money. Did I get profound? Did I just get profound on that? Ooh. I'm not going to be long on this one. I just wanted to come on and get a stab at this thing. Hopefully I wasn't covering up the mic. Goodness gracious. You guys are in for a ride. It's Rodney Perry. Y'all stay blessed.